Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
As we launch here in hour number three, we will take your calls about whatever you want. And then, coming up, if we get a chance, Julia is going to tell us about a controversial article in a high school newspaper. But first, we will go to your calls about anything. We'll start things out with, I believe we have Dan in Illinois. Do we still have Dan? Dan in Illinois going once. Dan in Illinois going twice. Perhaps not. Let's try instead John in Michigan. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air.
How old are you guys?
Well,
I'm older than Thomas Jefferson was when he wrote the Declaration of Independence and older than Jesus Christ was when he died on the cross for your sins. How old are you, sir?
I'm 28.
I'm 59.
Fine. Do you know more than me because of my age?
I think I do.
Do you know more than Thomas Jefferson and Jesus Christ? You got an awful lot of hubris.
I didn't know those people, and
but they must be idiots because they were younger.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, so let's step down and go back for a second. Let's say that the age doesn't have anything to do with it because the human brain's developed by the time you're 15.
It has to do with experience and also what you've been exposed to. Just the fact that you said that when you saw the 911 event take place, that you felt we were justified in going into Iraq. You thought that we were going after the bad guys. Well, not once did I think that. When it happened, I said, here we go. We're on our way. I remember the day distinctly. I've been listening to radio, talk radio, since the late 80s. And I've been following chemtrails up here. This is one of the first areas in the country where they were discovered.
Why aren't you dead yet? I mean, if they're up there spraying chemtrails that are allegedly poisoning you, why haven't you keeled over yet?
Well, you don't understand the chemtrail issue. That's
clearly
just one issue, though.
Because you're so brilliant.
Let me bring up some other points. Okay?
Go right ahead with your rambling. Go ahead.
Okay, my rambling. Okay, I type in cap locks because...
Oh, it's Colin.
I can read it better.
Are you the emailer?
No, I can read it better.
Are you the guy that emailed Mark?
And I'm not a very good typer, so I don't have to keep adjusting the caps adjustment.
I thought that you were smarter than me, because I'm 24, so you're definitely way smarter than me. But I can type better than you can.
Well, that has nothing to do with intelligence.
I'm just trying to point out, man, that was kind of a cheap shot.
Oh, I don't know. I think it does have something to do with intelligence because I've seen I've seen a lot of young people typing on the internet, and they don't sound very smart when they type. And I've read Julia's typing, and she's very, very intelligent in comparison.
I see where he's coming from on this, but it's a style issue.
Well, my wife tells me that, too. But
pointing out, if you want to take some cheap shots, I can do that, too.
I'm not taking cheap shots. Do any of you have children?
Yes.
Okay, do you vaccinate?
No.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. My sister is one of the top people in that issue of vaccinations. Her DVD is one of the top ones out there. For the vaccine issue, okay.
But I vaccinated my cat. Now, I chose to vaccinate the cat because, I'm more scared of what's going on with the kid. I value the child significantly more than I value the cat. So why do you think that is? I mean, do you think that's some kind of cognitive dissonance thing there?
It's your choice. Dr. Len Horowitz says there are no vaccines, good animal or for people, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just came out this June with her new book, No Vaccines Are Safe. She quit giving vaccines in 95. One of her main practice points is to reverse the effects of vaccines. To go and criticize, do you know what Agenda 21 is?
No. I didn't criticize it either.
Okay, you did because you said there must be Agenda 20
right.
And 19.
Isn't that a fair question? Is there Agenda 20 and is there Agenda 19?
You're saying this is a conspiracy, but this was a treaty that was signed by George Bush Sr. in 92 in Brazil, and it was implemented by the Clinton administration. It's nonpartisan. It's a UN treaty, and Joan Vion, who lives, if you're out east there, she lives out that. She's been to over 100 UN meetings since the mid-90s, and she's a top economist. She's very brilliant, and her website is womensgroup.org.
Okay, we're not here to just plug a bunch of websites. You were asked what the Agenda 21 is.
I'm trying to give you a place where you can get
it. Why don't you just explain for us simply what this Agenda 21 thing is? If it's so public and knowledgeable, you should be able to explain it to us. So go ahead.
I should be able to do it in a nutshell a little bit. It's a treaty that eliminates our borders, turns total control over our waterways and our parks to the UN to develop biospheres. Their point is to have everyone in sustainable communities by the year 2025. Those terms, sustainable, smart growth, all of these are terms from the agenda. We were able to stop a wetland plan up here in northern Michigan by exposing the fact that we had outsiders come in and facilitate our commission to pass these wetland issues, and it came all from Agenda 21.
Okay, so why are the illegal aliens getting thrown in jail for crossing the border if there are no borders?
Well, they aren't being thrown in jail. If you did your research on the...
I was in prison for 8.5 years. I can tell you, in fact, they are getting thrown in jail.
Are you telling me, sir, that... Hold on a second here. Are you telling me that when they go and they raid a business like the agri-processing plant that they raided last year, when they go in they with the ICE team members and they kick in the doors and they arrest hundreds of people, that that's just all for show and they're actually just taking them out back and letting them go?
I actually work with a young lady who's... boyfriend got deported recently, and he sat in a jail cell.
Oh, no, it's all for show, Julia.
Okay, she went and visited him, shipped back to Brazil.
No, they actually let him out the back door, and he ran away and got another job.
That she visited.
Yeah. Okay. What do you have to say to that, dude?
Okay, well, have you ever heard of the North American Union?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Well, that was a treaty signed by Bush Sr., and I'm in love with neither party, believe me. They're both gangsters run by the Rothschild banking cartel. But it's a treaty signed by Bush Sr. with the president of Mexico and the premier of Canada in March of 2005 to totally eliminate our borders and to build a NAFTA superhighway between the Texas border of Mexico to Canada. Now, well, that is not hearsay.
Yeah, well, I understand. I've heard all these things before, and the highway appears to be, you know, they're trying to make this Pan-American, or not Pan-American highway, but this Texas corridor highway thing that you're talking about. That much is true. And there's certainly the SPP.org website or .gov website that's out there. And those things are actually true, but you know that, in fact, our borders aren't going to disappear, and when they don't, people are then going to believe that the things that you're talking about seem crackpotty and weird.
Well,
our borders are going nowhere.
Well, but to his credit, though, I mean, certainly there are people in powerful positions around the world who do like the idea of a one-world government.
Sure. I mean, and people that just like things to be orderly would like to see a one-world government, but it's not going to happen because the people in the different countries, the king of Miramar or whatever, isn't going to say, okay, come and get me. You know, you can have this little piece of land.
Right. Is Hugo Chavez going to allow the U.S. imperialist interest to all of a sudden start running his country? Doesn't seem very likely.
I mean, why would
you don't understand the World Bank's tentacles then.
Right. See, you understand it all, don't you?
Well, he's smarter than
I have more information behind me than what you... I'm not discounting what your information is, but to be so critical of these issues that are going to affect your children's future is just amazing. I just don't understand how you can just...
What do you think? I want to run something by you here.
I just live in the mountain with my Bible and my gun.
Here is why I'm not concerned. I mean, I understand. I share with you some of your concerns. I am concerned with the idea of a one-world government. I don't like that concept. I do believe there is something to the idea of the various different countries combining together to create larger governments. I think there's something to that.
It's pretty obvious what happened with the European Union.
Right. How likely is it to happen? I don't know. I don't know how soon or if it's going to happen at all or if it could ever get to a one-world government without total disagreement amongst all the various different governments.
I don't think our government's going to last long enough to combine with the other governments. I think that
I want to run a question by you here before we continue. And my question is in regards to what do you think's going to happen with the Free State Project? Dozens or hundreds and thousands of people that love freedom are all going to move together to the same place. What do you think will happen?
Who came up with this concept?
A college
academic.
Pardon me?
An academic
professor?
Can I talk to you after the music?
You've got one chance to answer. Tell me now. What'll happen to it?
Well, I think you guys should watch Alex Jones' Endgame to get more educated on
it. He didn't answer.
All outcome-based educated.
Goodbye. See you later. More on the way. You take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Just watch another DVD and you'll know it all.
Oh. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections and early out billing, as well as purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue taking your phone calls here, you know, Mark, you were making a point during the break about this last guy that we had on the line. About how right out of the gate he throws the gauntlet down and comes out combative. I mean, he wants to convince us of something,
right? We had talked about on the air just now. We were talking about how if you want to convince people of things, you don't argue with them. You don't be combative with them. You try to convince them. The first thing he does, come out the gate. Well, you, how old are you, young whippersnappers? Essentially, was the statement. And look, you know, I'm old enough to be able to think for myself. I may not agree with you, but that doesn't make me a simpleton. It doesn't make me immature. It doesn't make me any of those things. Yeah, I don't want to spend hours and hours and hours researching all this crap,
but
because
Mark,
it doesn't matter.
He's better than you because he can throw out a bunch of names and websites.
I can quote founding fathers all
day
long. Doesn't matter. I'm sorry, Julie. What was that?
I said, plus he's older.
Yeah, that's right.
He's better than you
longer.
For a lot of reasons.
Right. You can go to the nursing home, see lots of old, dithering, you know, people drooling on themselves. Old does not mean anything. Older does not mean anything.
Experience and wisdom are important, but different people experience different things and are wise in different matters, right? So
yep.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, good evening.
Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I got to warn you. I've had a few beers, so anyway, if you want. Don't worry about it. No.
Okay.
It's okay. I wanted to talk about the disparity between It's Your Show and We Don't Really Discuss 9/11 Truth.
What are you talking about? We've been talking about fringers all night tonight.
I know that. I see that.
What's the disparity?
Let me go back here. This is what you say every time. It's your show. You can discuss what you want.
That's true. Here
you
are.
When people call in about 9/11 truth, that's when you kind of, you know.
We had the last guy for us a full segment, sir. Now you're
on
the air.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. And that guy.
Are you going to cry? Are you going to spend your time crying
to us? Now, when I was 20, I used to say the same thing. I go, I don't want to be like that when I'm 40. And I'm not.
Okay,
you know
I'm 40,
what I mean?
So I'm 38.
Right. I agree with you. But what I'm saying is you've got a disparity between It's Your Show. So in other words, you're inviting people to call in saying you can talk whatever you want to talk about, but then you wonder why you get mad when people call in about 9/11 truth. Now,
well, I'm not mad, sir. I'm here having fun. I'm not mad, and there's no disparity.
I'm having fun, okay?
Okay, Julia, I know you're having fun.
No.
Now, you see, the simple fact that you can call in and talk about anything does not mean that I'm going to agree with you. You can call in and talk about how the government's going to solve this problem or that problem or how the stimulus package is going to be great. Do you think we'll jump on you?
Well, I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of do know because I've been listening to you guys for a couple of years.
Listen to the
and I know that you guys are about free market and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to a lot of different viewpoints.
Okay. So I guess I'm still confused as to where the disparity is. You can call about anything, and we have a conversation about that. Some
exactly.
of those conversations last longer than others based on how interesting they are.
Exactly.
Where's the disparity?
I think what he's saying is that it's not necessarily your show, you're being the callers, because
you
talk about what's
show.
Interesting to you.
Right. I don't own the show. Exactly.
So
we never said you own the show, but the purpose of the show is to allow you to call about anything.
Well, I think that some of these people may not understand that when they're emailing you in all caps or...
I agree.
Or whatever.
I agree that it's a stumbling block that some people believe that when they hear Free Talk Live that it's kind of like the partisan's corner is in Great Britain where you can go in London, where you can go and just talk about whatever you want for as long as you want, that they can come on and give a seminar, whether it's about Tupperware or 9/11 or whatever thing it is
awful.
That they like. And that's not good radio. And
right.
You wouldn't get on 46 stations doing that. The show would be off the air inside
there's the thing. thing right there, okay?
What?
Now, Alex did come out and say that, he sort of, in a way, predicted 9/11 before it actually happened because he was reading the government documents and such. And from what I've heard from him, he actually lost a lot of affiliates because of that point right there. Because people, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really don't want to know the truth. So maybe, I don't know, do you guys have more affiliates than Alex right
yes,
now?
Yes, we do. We are the number one show on the network.
Yeah, but
okay,
I,
great.
I don't...
You know, so you want to keep it that way, and that's
oh,
fine.
Come
and
now,
what
Tony,
you guys
please.
Are promoting with the Free State Project is just fine. I think
Tony,
it's fine.
I don't believe that Alex Jones, like, I don't believe that we are on more stations than Alex Jones because we don't talk about the truth. I believe we have a better radio show that is more interesting to a wider swath of people.
And look, to suggest that we don't talk about controversial topics that would be unpopular in many places on this show is ludicrous.
We talk about
no.
it. I mean, Ian takes
no,
the position.
I agree with you there.
We've lost a station because, well, actually, we
right.
lost our weekend.
No, yeah, you guys lost
because,
that station up in Montana, right?
Right. And in addition, we are frequently talking about things that are very sexual in nature. We've talked about things like, that are very offensive, like things like child pornography on this program, statutory rape. I mean, we're frequently talking about.
I gave a recipe for pot brownies on the air a few
right.
weeks ago.
Yeah, no,
so these
I
are all
that.
Things
I that
can
that.
Result in people.
Listener.
These are all
that.
Things that could result in complaints coming in for, to radio stations and us being taken off the air. And you know what? That's okay. Hey, Tony,
it
thanks for the call, man.
To.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and we move on.
Lots of calls.
We do have a lot of calls, and we talk to Jeremy in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, you're on the Amp Line.
Hi. I wanted to chime in about why I think that there's such a difficulty with people that, you know, come from the conspiracy side to, you know, adopting what we're about. And I'll deem myself a conspiracy enthusiast.
Okay.
There's a distinction. What I see is, you know, people are people, and when they hear these things that are, you know, terrifying and threatening, they want to kill these people, and that's not what we are about. So it's kind of like you're saying, don't defend yourself. They see it as defensive to kill these people because of what they're doing to them. They want to, you know, wipe out the population and so forth. So it's almost a conflict of worldviews, and it's, you know, the same as anything else, the Republicans or, you know, any group of people. Unless the principles of liberty click, you know, you're acting like an animal in a sense. And that's where I see the difficulty in them coming over here from the Alex Joneses. I think that's where it's based.
So it's kind really. Of the difference between militia types and libertarian types? Is that what you're saying?
I think the militia types would better represent the kind of mindset of the conspiracy people. They feel threatened. I mean, this is scary stuff.
Okay.
You don't
yeah.
encounter this kind of stuff on CNN.
Thanks for
so it's not the kind of reaction most people are used to.
Interesting observation. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. And this is Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dip rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features on the site include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the website. Totally free for you at freetalklive.com. We've got a brand new sponsor on board with the program. It's TooSmallForMe.com. Now, the numerals in that are actual numerals, so yes. TooSmallForMe.com. You can clean out unwanted or unused kids' items from your home. Save money by grabbing donated items. Take advantage of the coupons and the freebies there. It's easy to use, and all the features on the site are totally free. But what is it? What is TooSmallForMe.com?
Well, it's a place to exchange baby clothes and baby stuff and all that kind of thing. So it's,
because that stuff's expensive brand new.
It is. It absolutely is. And
you kids, have to buy it so much.
Kids
shoes?
Go through it.
I mean...
Every 3 months, Jack's going into new size stuff now, and we've got everything pretty much hand-me-down. I mean, there's been some new stuff that some of the in-laws have, or the parents have given, but I'm not going to buy new stuff when there's all this perfectly good baby stuff out there.
And I think this is brilliant.
Yeah, put some stuff up there. So it's TooSmallForMe.com, and that's the numeral 2, small, the number 4, me.com.
Don't trash it, pass it. TooSmallForMe.com. We go to your phone calls, and we'll start things out with Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
You guys open for a little criticism?
Always.
All right, great.
Whether I'll listen to
you guys
to
are complaining
not.
About the way people deliver their messages, and I agree. There's a lot of faultiness in that, and of course, I think that maybe somebody ought to think that just because we're poor communicators doesn't mean we don't have something to say. But and I count myself among them, and I don't have a radio show, so you don't really, you know, get to practice as often as you guys do.
My criticism
of you is that you have to breathe more often and less loudly.
Yeah, you know, it's a few people will tell me this, and I've done it since I was a kid. I inhale noisily.
It's very distracting for those of us listening. We love much of what you say, and
of the people.
I never noticed it honestly, and I used to listen to the show all the time. But
for the people it bothers the crap out of them.
I won't stop listening to you because of it. All right, but it's just a thing that I know that it's getting to me. It's probably getting to other people.
That's why we're not on 100 radio affiliates.
No. Maybe some part of it. Who knows? But there's a thing here for Ian. You know, a little bit for Julia, maybe that you have to. Allow people to finish their thoughts a little more often. I'm listening to people, and I'm listening to us.
It all depends, Dan.
I'm listening to people, and I'm listening to what they're saying. You know, I'm an older gentleman here as well, and one of the things about me that I think is different about from a lot of older people is that I've never lost my curiosity, and I've never lost my ability to observe things, and I decided that at some point that the powers that be, the ones that we see, are not the ones that are running the show. There's so much evidence for that. I mean, when I used to discuss years ago when I was, you know, kind of leaning conservative but libertarian, I mean, I've never voted. I voted for one president, Nixon. Okay, that was who I get to vote for that got elected, and that was really a bad choice.
The number one problem with allowing people to just continue on is that we don't get to actually have a conversation. And when you're dealing with somebody who is one of the fringers, for instance, they have a whole rap sheet of things that they just want to go down without interruption. And I'm sorry, it has to be a conversation. So on that point that you just made, I would like to say that I think it's a decent point. I think it's a believable one. The idea that Barack Obama is just autonomous and he's making his own decisions is silly. Obviously, there are people that are influencing him. But the question is, does he really matter who they are? Does it really matter?
That's the point. That's the point here, okay? I used to argue with my liberal friends of the past, for smaller government, and the point they would say, well, these corporations, they're taking over the world, and they're doing these terrible things, and I'm saying the corporations and the government are inseparable. They are, the government is the tool of the corporations, okay?
Absolutely. And corporations are creation of the government, which in itself is a corporation.
Exactly. And you can't separate them. That's why you have to reduce the power of government so that these corporations just do what they can do and not worse than that, which is what they're doing now because they're using the power of government. Now, assume again beyond the corporations that you have people even that are part of corporations, but even above that level, just huge financial entities and people that control things and families. There is that thing. Because I've seen the evidence of it, and it's not, they're people that don't want to be known, and the reason they don't want to be known is because if they were known, if people started thinking, really realizing that all of this was going on and it was orchestrated, by certain, small groups of individuals, those people would be hung up by their friggin' thumbs and flailed,
that's not what they say. That's not what the fringers say. The fringers say they know who they are. They claim that they're the Bilderbergers and they're the Rothschilds, and they'll go down the list of the banking families or whoever else it is they believe them to be.
That's true.
None of those folks have been hung up by anything.
But because of the help that you give them, you are in fact, keeping them in the dark. I mean, they're really not doing that. You're saying in effect,
I don't know how you can argue
that out of ignorance. You cannot have arrogance out of ignorance.
Man, I've never said that the bankers of the world are not involved in pulling the strings of politicians. I absolutely believe they work together. What I'm saying is, I don't claim to know who they all all are, and even if I did know who they all were, it wouldn't affect my activism one iota. I'd still be here in New Hampshire doing what it is I'm doing. I certainly wouldn't be out front of the Rothschild mansion trying to storm the place.
I'm not either, okay? And I think that what you're doing is really fabulous.
Right.
I really do. I support you. And I'm not trying to put you down, but I think the gentleman who was 59 before, I mean, he maybe opened up with some bad stuff in there. You know, so did I. I opened up with some bad stuff, but I prefaced it with, you know, do you want some criticism?
Right.
Didn't do that well. And then we're not all trained communicators. So give us a bit of a break. That's all.
The thing is that,
you know, if we don't know who the enemy is, and I think they are our enemy, I really do. If you don't know who they are, then, you know, it's really hard to really
I know who they are. They're the people calling themselves the government, and that's all
need
to know.
Those are the minions. Those are the minions.
They're the ones that I'm dealing with.
Those are the ones that are doing the work. If you can stop the people doing the work.
Actually, those are the ones that really need to be educated, because a lot of them actually think they're trying to do good.
You know that's what we're doing, Dan. That's what we're working towards. We're working towards reaching out.
Well, you're educating that they're not doing good, but you're not giving them the reason why they're not doing good.
They're hurting people. That's the reason why they're not doing
good. That's true. That's true.
And we are giving them those reasons.
Hey,
Dan,
there's got people up above them justifying it for them.
We're out of time for you, Dan. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Look, we are reaching out to the government people. Here in New Hampshire, I mentioned earlier, there's this talk back show. We call in, liberty activists call in every week. We talk to them about the gun in the room. They don't want to see it. They do everything they can to avoid seeing the fact that what they're involved in point of fact, a violent monopoly. They have a major cognitive dissonance incidence. Whenever you bring up the violence of the state, they deny and they deny and they deny. But nonetheless, we continue to reach out to these folks. We continue to be cordial toward them. We continue to treat them in a much more respectful manner than they treat us. They throw us in cages. They lock us up. They hurt our families. They destroy lives. But we won't lower ourselves to their level. As far as the so-called people that are behind the scenes pulling the strings, how can you do anything about that? If they're as rich and wealthy as you claim that they are, you can't even get close to them. More coming up.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The PacLite can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The PacLite is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The PacLite comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. I'm not going to give you the number, though, because the lines are loaded up. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. And we were talking with Dan a few moments ago in New Hampshire, and he let loose one of the common criticisms that you will hear about this show, and that is that, well, we just don't let people ramble on long enough. Now, that's not the term that he used.
We cut people off.
He didn't want to be interrupted. And the thing is, if you just let somebody go on and on, then you don't actually get to have a real conversation, because they'll hit 10 different points in their two paragraphs that they have to speak.
Or 3 points and then be given repeating them, or they'll go off on some tangent. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, that's the way it's got to be
done.
Right,
we interrupted Dan, and then he interrupted me as I was talking, and we had a conversation, and it's okay. That's just how talk
it's
radio
fast
works.
Fast-paced. It has to be.
If you don't feel like you got everything out, it's okay. We're on tomorrow night. You can call us then. And if you don't get it all out tomorrow night, we're on the next night. Well, not Sunday, but we're on 6 nights a week.
And you're able to call in. I swear you can get through.
And our friends Free Minds Radio, Toby and Nick from Free Minds Radio, do a Sunday show. So technically, there are 7 days in the week that you can call an open format radio show and talk to people. So if you don't get it all out, it's okay. We'll still be here next time. All right, so we continue with your calls. Dave is in Athens listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave. Dave in Athens.
Hi, guys.
Dave. Hey, you're on the air.
I wanted to say something. When I was younger, I believed in the conspiracy things. Now I believe in liberty. So...
Well, they're not mutually exclusive, Dave. You could believe in liberty, and you can still believe in conspiracies. I mean, conspiracies are real. There are people that are conspiring to do things out there. The definition of the conspiracy is that two people get together and they plot, essentially, to do something.
I plot to do things all the time.
Right.
Yeah, but I won't say reptilian space aliens are ruling the world or anything.
Right, because there's no evidence for it.
That's because you're in the dark, David.
I think I know what brought it up. There was a plane crash today with a woman being killed that was a survivor of a 9/11.
Yeah,
fatality.
I heard about that. Yeah. So do you believe that that's a conspiracy too? Dave, do you think that's a conspiracy? Do you think that the theorists have something when they claim that that's actually all part of the plot?
No, I don't.
I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Let's continue and talk to Troy, who is in Canada. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
okay, I have a personal problem here.
Great. Change your
advice on. Okay, my brother, he's been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Okay.
Okay.
Has he now, been, whether he has
too many
or not,
conspiracy theories?
Pardon me?
Has he been reading too many conspiracy theories?
Yeah, it ties right in with the, I bet you a bunch of your callers are no better than he is. But, yeah, I know he has kind of a messiah complex, and he has different, he believes he made this big unifying theory that, and
he believes
that
he
has to fix the worst polarity, and it's all up to him kind of thing.
And, wait, so he's a messiah complex? Does that mean he believes he's Jesus?
Not exactly, because he used to be a rational atheist. But so he's not doesn't really believe he's Jesus. He just believes he's here to save the world.
Well,
but not
on.
Jesus. Per
just
se.
Out of curiosity, this singularity that he has to fix, the first singularity, is that right?
Oh, no, I said the polarity.
First polarity.
The polarity of the Earth.
I don't really understand it, but.
So how does he think he's going to fix it? I mean, is he, he's going to drive his car backwards around it? I mean, what is he, I mean, does he imagine he's going out somewhere and like a superhero wrestling?
He can just stare at something. He can just stare at one time I caught him like staring at a power pole in the yard, just staring at it. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm just wait. I got to fix this." I'm like, "Oh, anyway."
Turning the AC current into
DC current for hours, but. But anyway, that's not the philosophical problem I have. Like,
okay.
I could talk about him, but I don't really want to make fun of him.
No, that's not.
I know, but it makes for good radio. But he is crazy. But anyway, Thomas Saws is a guy. It's spelled S-Z-A-S-Z, and he's a guy that thinks and he's probably right that people that are crazy, for lack of a better word, mental health problems, they should be left alone, and they shouldn't be locked up and drugged by psychiatrists, and they should just be left alone. He's kind
as
of,
long as
I guess it's called the anti-psychiatry
people.
Movement.
If they're not hurting people, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Right. Okay. So this is my problem is that, okay, I walked in one day and he had slit his wrists.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This is 2 years ago, and I called the ambulance, and before the ambulance attendants would come in, the paramedics wouldn't come in until the cops came in. So the cops came in, and because the cops came in, once he got stitched up, he got put in the mental institution for
gotcha.
A few weeks. Oh, anyway, when he just went in a couple of weeks ago, and again for another reason.
Was he trying to hurt himself again?
No, he walked into the local pub and he took a hockey stick and he hit a VLT machine, a video lottery terminal. And I'm not sure why, but because he was stealing too much money from people and stuff. So,
okay.
But anyway, it was owned by the government, so it wasn't that bad. But it was still bad. It's destruction of property. Anyway, he got the cops called on him and he went to the same place again. So when he was released, here's the kicker here. When he was released, the medical doctor that was looking at him noticed he had an enlarged thyroid, and apparently enlarged thyroids, hyperthyroidism can cause mental illness. So the doctor said this might not be his problem, but it could be 100% of the problem.
Wow.
So this is good news, right? But the problem is we convinced him to go get it checked out, his thyroid that is. Get it tested to see if it's causing this problem, but he says yes, I'll get it checked out. But if I have an enlarged thyroid, I'm going to keep it that way. I'm going to refuse treatment because this is what's making me this superhuman being.
It gives me superpowers.
So the question is, if even though it could save him by using force and forcing treatment on him, do I do that? Do I ask the state to, lock him up, drug him, and give him this radioactive iodide treatment, which he'll probably need to shrink his thyroid and cure him? Or do I let him be insane and likely kill himself in the future?
This actually kind of reminds me of a situation where Ian went temporarily crazy, and that's a story for another day because it's fairly long, but...
temporarily crazier.
Yeah, like, well, either way, Ian was acting like he really did have no idea who he was, and...
It was lack of sleep that was...
Yeah, sort of, but kind of, yeah. basically, he just went totally insane, and he really was acting like a crazy person. He didn't know who I was, and he didn't know who Mark was, and he didn't know what the show was, and he knew nothing about what was going on.
And he knew Trinity and Morpheus were.
Yeah. Wow.
There became a point in time where we had to drag him to the hospital because we just were so scared that he was going to do something really awful to himself or somebody else that, I mean, we picked him up, put him in the car, and dragged him to the hospital, and they were able to help him fairly quickly. So I understand where you're coming from, where you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really enjoy picking Ian up and forcing him into the car, and he did not want to go. He was screaming no, for sure, but it ended up being a better outcome. I mean, I don't really agree with what you're saying as far as getting the state involved. Is there some way that you can... I don't want to say forced treatment on him. That's awful.
Well, I can't. Like, you know how the gun laws are here. You know, I have I have guns, but they're not registered and stuff, and I can't really walk up to him. You're going,
no.
And that's, you know, he's, you know, it would take force.
If I'm going to force him, I need the state to force him. And take him in. I'm going to have to think about my answer for a little bit, but.
Well, I think as long as you're willing to accept the consequences of what will come in that case, I mean, if you're doing it out of what you believe to be that person's best interest, and you believe they really can't make their own decisions for themselves, if it turns out that they are upset at you for it, then I think you take the full blame. If, you know, later down the line they appreciate what you did, then you made the right choice. It's not an easy answer. I don't think there is any correct answer in this particular case.
Well,
it's a tough call.
I think that here's where I would start, Troy, is I would start give it a period of time, say 2 months, where you try to convince him that it's a decision that he should make. Now, I'll tell you that you know, that's the best thing for him, and then maybe you can convince him. However, maybe you convince him, and then he convinces himself afterwards that you used mind powers on me or something like that, so it might not be worth it. But I think that you'll probably have a better result if you don't have to bring in force into the situation, because you'll have less resentment. I'm hoping that's the case. But you are dealing with a crazy person, and I work with one night after night. I know what it's like.
Excellent.
Thanks for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll talk to you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.